on Daf Chav Tes, in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel. So it says Lulav HaGozel Vayavish Posel, and Vashi there says Yavish to be eaten mitzim hu deves tiksiv an vehu. So Vashi holds that the Yavish is possible because it's not Muhuda, that the Gemara says, because of Chson Hoda, but Rashi interprets that the reason it's possible is because Zeken Ve'anveyu. And Toysis is bothered about that, that Zeken Ve'anveyu is not in front of the mitzvah, is only the Chatchila. Like the Gemara says that you should take, if your Lulav is not Ma'akev, if the Eger is not Ma'akev by Lulav, but still you should take it, make it Eger L'Chatchila, because Zeken Ve'anveyu. But if you're not Ma'aged, it's still kosher. So how does Rashi have a locha that Yovish, because it's Zekim Inveyu, should pass? So the Rav explained that the halacha of that Zekim Inveyu really conceptually would always pass, except you can never say that something is mufka from Noi. You could have a more beautiful object than what says, his Noi the fun of a mitzis, talis Noi, and so on. You can have a more beautiful talus, you can have a less beautiful talus. It's all relative. But since this exists a cause of hodah, so if it's yavish, so it is considered to be mufka, completely devoid of hodah, of noi. So zekinveh would always pass, but you can never say in other mitzvahs that it's devoid of noi. But we find another place in the Gemara in Gittin, similar to in terms of this concept, is by writing Sefer Torah, that the Gemara says on Daf Chof, "Havishar Yitzorach Lichtov Zashem v'Niskaven Lichtov Yehuda v'Tov Elohitul Bal Dalas," and so on. That if he's Mavir Kulmus, he rewrites this Makacho, that it's kosher. And Chacham they say, "Ein Hashem in Amufcha." And the Gemara says there, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Dilma Lohi, Ad Kan Lo Kami Rabbonin, Hosem El Dmeinin, Zekin Vam Veda Veleka. So you see that that there is a possibility, because the Gemara says, because Zekin Vam Veyu, because the Shem is not written, if the Shem wasn't written, the Shema, and you mave Kolmas, and you write it again, so they look, the there'll be another layer of ink, and it won't look good. So, but you see that it's a separate halacha, in that here also that if the Sefer Torah is more says menuma, it looks. Because the ink is not even, so it's and that's an absolute psul of zekin because of zekin ve'anveyu. So the Rav added to this also that it could be that these halach that zekin ve'anveyu passes is specifically by Lulav and by Sefer Torah. And that's based on Rashi, that Rashi says that the reason that it passes as related to Lulav is because your mask is Shem Shemayim on the Lulav. So what does Rashi mean? Rashi says in Daf Lamed Vav, El Rav de Ama Ein Ze Hoda, Kashtub Chanina de Ha Afilu B'Sheni Nami Le Rav Lo Nofik Da Mitzvah Yidura Be'inan Hol Umask Hashem Shemayim Olav. So what does Rashi mean? That whole maskei shem shemayim olav. Does he mean that you say a brocha? And the brocha is not ma'akev. That can't be a psul. So what the Rav explained that according to Rashi, that the halacha, there's a separate halacha by lulav, that there's a kiyum through the lulav of shevach v'hodah, and this can be proved because the Vayvid in Perek Ches of Hilchos Lulav says, according to Yushalmi, that the reason Yavish is possible is because Lohamesim Yahaluka. In other words, that Yavish is possible because you can't have the Kim Shira and Sheva Fodor in a Lulav that's all dried up. But you see that inherent to the Kim Lulav is a Kim of Sheva Fodor Lukadish Baruchu. And similarly, we see that that's the halacha also, the Rambam, when he says about in Perek Zion from Lulav, halacha Tes, he says, Shegbiya dal minim, yotza, umitzel ki hilchosok, Shegbiya aguda shel shlosha minim, bimin ve'esuk v'smol, v'yolich, v'yovi, v'yale, v'yovi, v'yananea halulav, sholosh pomim, b'chol vuch, v'vuch, v'hech melichan, and so on. B'shat kriyos ahalo. So you see, the Rav explained, that even though the ninuim, if you're not menanea, it's not ma'akev, but the ninuim are kim of shevach v'hodor, and they're not zaitek kim, an extraneous kim. They're an essential part of the mitzvah kim of lulav. And we see that also in the Gemara, that the Gemara says that the lulav is one tefach beyond the others, and the Gemara says, why kidei l'nanea bo? So therefore the lulav has to be four tefachim, and if it's less, it's posel. That relates also to the locha of shira that's inherent in the mitzvah of lulav, and similarly, that's we understand also that that's the halacha when it says that mikdash is mitzvah d'oraisa to take lulav the entire week of sukkos. We learned that from the pasuk usmachtem, and simcha in mikdash means it's tied up with shevach v'hodor, praise and to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And there's also the Rav quoted a Ritva. The Ritva says in Sukkah Dav Tes, to explain Toisus Kasha, why do we need Xeris HaKosov Lachot to Pasel Sukkah Gzula? Why isn't it possible? Because the general Lachot Mitzvah B'Yavera. So he brings in the name of the Balei Toisus that the Psul is only applies. The psul of zekin mitzvah b'aveir would not apply to sukkah, because it's only in by lulav, which is comes l'ratzos, like a korban. Only there it's possible. So what does the Baal Teis mean in terms of ritzui by lulav? So you see as the part of the kiyum of lulav, an essential part of it, is also this kiyum of ritzui. And that's why in those mitzvahs, which the shem that has to be a special kiyum of shevach v'hodor and ritzui, that's where zekim v'aveiru is not just a relevant thing. That if you don't have it, it passes. And that's maybe also by sefer Torah. That's why by sefer Torah also we find that if it's devoid of noi, like menuma, it's possible. And it could be, of course, the most speaking about the shemos. It could be specifically relates to the shem. Zek keli v'yanvei may actually be very literal, that it relates to the Shem Hashem itself.